This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. A Littleton small business owner met with Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House Wednesday to advocate for immigration reform. CPR's Rachel Esterbrook reports.
They met on the 10th anniversary of DACA, which temporarily protects from deportation some immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids. But the program could end this year due to legal challenges. Food businessman Alejandro Flores Munoz spoke inside the White House. He said he met with the vice president along with immigrants from four other states.
Our livelihood is in jeopardy, and the people in the highest offices need to hear our stories.
Flores Munoz says DACA was always meant to be temporary, and he wants to see a pathway to citizenship for so-called dreamers and people in the country unlawfully. Rachel Esterbrook, CPR News.
Soccer's governing body will announce today which U.S. cities will host the 2026 World Cup Games. Denver is one of 16 U.S. cities vying for the World Cup matches. 10 will be selected, along with 3 from Canada and 3 from Mexico. The announcement is expected this afternoon. And the Snowmass Free Concert Series returns for its 30th year tonight. Crowds will gather under the ski lift on Fanny Hill for some bluegrass. The series runs every Thursday night through late August. Some upcoming highlights include blues and gospel icon Hazel Miller and the Chicano funk band Los Mococheras. Upgrades this year include a new dance floor. And this is CPR News in KRCC. Sunny skies and hot weather across Colorado today. Metro Denver will see highs up to the mid-90s. In Colorado Springs, the lower 90s. For Vail, the lower 80s. And for Grand Junction, close to 100 degrees.